the brain, enabling and deciphering what we are hearing and being able to decipher exactly what that sound is and where it came from. Our God is an awesome God. The ear provides us with balance. It's inside that inner ear that takes, and that is the intergyroscope of our bodies. And if you've ever had vertigo, and my wife struggles with this sometimes, sometimes she just cannot get up and move around because that internal gyroscope, there's something amiss in there. And as she turns her head, that gyroscope keeps telling her body that it's still moving, even though she stopped. So her brain is confused. And it thinks it's still moving, and she gets very nauseated, kind of like if you go on a roller coaster and you get off that roller coaster, you feel like you're still moving. God is an awesome God. We look at our heart. The heart beats about 100,000 times per day, pumping some 5.8 tons of blood every day, enough blood to fill a 4,000-gallon tanker car. The entire circulatory system includes passageways, arteries, and veins totaling some 60,000 miles. If you were to take every one of your arteries and blood veins out of your body and put them all together, you would be able to go around the earth more than twice. And it's all right within us. Is God awesome or what? The heart is self-lubricating. It's high capacity and it's self-regulating. It regulates itself. Our skeleton, when we look at our skeleton, it makes up about 1/5 of our body weight. Yet because of its design, it is more flexible and stronger for than its size than if it were made out of steel or wood. A man's thigh bone is strong enough to support the weight of an automobile. The brain, when we look at our brain, it's encased in a skeletal structure. Our hands, our voices, the human voice can make over 20 different thousand sounds for each language. All of the various languages and the vowels and the consonants. God gave our voices the capability to speak every language that has ever been spoken since man began to speak. And all the pitches and all the sounds and all the vowels and all the consonants, over 20,000 of them, your voice has the capability of speaking that many different sounds. And yet when the blue jays come in, God gave them one voice and one sound. The sparrows have one voice and one sound. The lion roars. The monkey takes and does his thing. And the elephant blows air through his trumpet, his nose, to make a trumpet sound. And God gave us the ability for 20,000 different sounds. Our God is an awesome God. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. God woke us up this morning. God made the morning for us to enjoy. He makes each and every sunset. We feel the wind blowing. God makes the wind to blow. We hear the birds singing. God wrote the songs that we sing. The earth is full of His goodness. By His word, heaven and earth were made. We are who we are, and He is who He is. We are known by God, and God is known by us. He's taking care of our todays, and He's already taking care of our tomorrows. If you're worried about tomorrow, don't worry about tomorrow. God has tomorrow in control. I love Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. He is my daddy, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates. Come into this church with thanksgiving. Come into this court with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord, He is good. His mercy endureth forever, and His truth endureth to all generations. God is an awesome God. I love the song, the splendor of a king clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and it trembles at his name. His name is above all names. His name is worthy of our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. We sing that song here.